This is an interesting question, and it is, of course, related also to the former two questions, and my response to it is also related to the to what I've said earlier. Again, I think the online and remote assessment methodology, of course, that will make higher education more available to students. So the accessibility will be dramatically improved. Especially if one in Europe could agree with between quality assurance agencies and not least the domestic legislation that you could have increased recognition of foreign qualifications as part of your local degree. We're not there yet, but of course that could be very interesting. Again, I think I want to underline that there's been a lot of things written about how technology will transform our societies in many ways. And of course, technology do transform our societies. But at the same time, we see that even new technologies have trouble with taking away some of the classical divides in our societies. For example, the increasing socioeconomic and cultural divide in our societies. We know that that higher education reproduces social class differences. So yes, even if more students are allowed into higher education, we see that those students with having parents with higher education, they benefit more from that than those that are first generation students, for example. And that the same thing will go for the online remote. I think that potentially, principally, you could argue that online learning and new technology would take away these socioeconomic differences. I fear that they will make the divide bigger between those that can afford and that can choose, are in a position where they can choose a different learning pathway, and those that are forced into these kind of perhaps cheaper McDonald's type of technological offerings, which will. Yes, it will give them some qualification, but it will not give them a job where they can increase their social mobility in society. So that is, I think, one of the fundamental problems. We are a bit optimistic on how technology will change some of the underlying structures in our societies. And I think that very few countries have really taken that debate seriously. And I suspect that given the presence of private providers in this sector, where you have a lot of big multinational companies coming in, dominating this sector as, you know, controlling a lot of the technologies, and they don't care about social equality or whatever. They are interested in selling products. So I don't see, without, for example, EU regulation or without very conscious policies at domestic level, I'm rather pessimistic about the transformative capacity of new technology.